In a brief exchange with the media after arriving in Harare from his first state visit to China, Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa has lauded the visit as a success story.
The trip was a huge or massive success. We were able to go over our relations. We have since now escalated our relations from all-weather friendship status to the level of comprehensive strategic partnership and cooperation. This is the highest level which China has with other nations.
Unlocking substantial Chinese investment has been one of the priorities during his five-day visit. Mnangagwa himself held two economic conferences introducing the economic policies of his government to Chinese investors. Zimbabwe's Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Trade, Sibusiso Moyo, who was part of the delegation to China, notes a number of Chinese invested projects are going to be implemented soon.
Specifically, projects which were rejuvenated included the key economic enablers like 7 and 8 thermal power stations, the construction of the new parliament of Zimbabwe, rejuvenation of Robert Mugabe, International Airport, the expansion of Phase 3 of Net One programs.
Aside from cooperation on an intergovernmental level, the private sectors of the two countries also actively participated in bilateral exchanges. Mike Bima, head of Zimbabwe's Ministry of Industry and Commerce, stressed the unprecedented support from private sectors will contribute to Zimbabwe's development. He says the Zimbabwe government is determined to back them.
It's for the first time that there is an overwhelming support from our own private sector. 75 members leaving Harare, coming to Beijing, and also coming to Guangzhou, using their own resources. This has never happened. So there has been a lot of agreements that have been signed by the private sector in China and our private sector, which I think is really good news for us, and we'll continue to facilitate that.
Chinese investors are also set to put money into the construction of a pharmaceutical warehouse in Harare. They have also offered scholarships to local students. Despite the interest and action from outside investors to Zimbabwe, Patrick Chinamasa, Zimbabwe's Minister of Finance and Economic Planning, stressed Zimbabwe needs time to get its economy back on track.
Any investment is not an overnight thing. These investors are serious, looking for opportunities, but it takes time to identify a sector in which they want to participate. It takes time to produce a feasibility study on the basis of which they can then pour their money into that project.
Chinamasa says the ball is now in Zimbabwe's court. He says he's confident the new government has the capacity to revive the economy. For CRI, I'm Gao Junya, reporting from Harare, Zimbabwe.